Thanks to Dr. Moore's vigorous efforts, the enrollment of the university quadrupled and his physical plant doubled during the administration. With imagination and resourcefulness, he led in the expansion of university services in all regions of the state, formed the first community college program, strengthened and expanded research and teaching in all parts of the university. In the years since leaving the presidency, he has continued his strong support of the university, serving on the advisory committee of the Geophysical Institute, helping to obtain substantial grants for the university, and giving generously of his personal time and money to aid teaching, research, scholarship, and publication programs. With deep gratitude and as an expression of highest regard and appreciation, by the power vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University, I do hereby appoint you, Terrace Moore, President of the University Emeritus, and do reaffirm and continue your appointment as Professor of the University. On behalf of the Board of Regents, at this time I want to thank these great Alaskans who have come to this commencement program to receive honorary degrees. They're all great Americans, and they do great honor to the University of Alaska, and we thank you. Last night also we had Governor Egan of the state with us, and also Senator Stevens, as you've heard. And I think also at this time I would like to comment that this is the largest attendance at any commencement of the University of Alaska. And this also, I think, does honor to the university, and we thank you. Will the Honorable Warren G. Magnuson please stand? Ladies and gentlemen, please see your program for the complete citation that accompanies this degree. Today, the university honors United States Senator Warren G. Magnuson and is honored by his presence. He began a lifetime of distinguished public service more than 40 years ago in Washington State and has been a faithful, effective friend to Alaska throughout those many years. During territorial days, he was the principal guardian of Alaska's welfare in the nation's capital, and Alaska shall always be in his debt for his wise and courageous leadership and support in the attainment of statehood. The University of Alaska salutes you as a distinguished American statesman and accords you its highest regard and place of honor for your contributions to the good of the people of the Pacific Northwest and Alaska. And by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto.
Thank you.
Will James A. Michener please stand? Ladies and gentlemen, please see your program for the complete citation that accompanies this degree. Today, the University of Alaska honors James Albert Michener and is honored by his presence. He is a famous man, a man of letters, renowned the world over for his work as an author. James Albert Michener is also a gentleman of warmth, faith, and humility, a man who believes that every man on earth is his brother, a man who finds priceless value in human relationships, and a man who feels a deep sense of appreciation for the life and beauty of this earth. The University of Alaska salutes you as a man of extraordinary dimensions and legendary achievements, and by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Will Paul H. Moore please stand? Ladies and gentlemen, please see your program for the complete citation that accompanies this degree. Today, the university honors Paul H. Moore and is honored by his presence. He is a man of God and a friend of man, known fondly as the chaplain of the Arctic and counselor to the people throughout the Northland. His parish has been the battlefields of Europe and Asia, and now the largest in the world, including Arctic Alaska, Northern Canada, Greenland, and Iceland. He has traveled more than 1,000,000 miles to bring comfort and solace to the people in remote and lonely places in the North. The University of Alaska salutes this servant of God who has devoted his time to providing spiritual aid and comfort, and by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. Will Frank Paratovich please stand? Ladies and gentlemen, please see your program for the complete citation that accompanies this degree. Today, the University of Alaska honors Frank Paratovich and is honored by his presence. He is a true Alaskan, born and reared in the great land, a framer of the state's constitution, a leading legislator and champion of statehood, and of human dignity, a man who has spent a lifetime in the service of his state and its people. The University of Alaska salutes you as a man respected by all who know you for your keen intelligence and tireless efforts on behalf of all Alaskans. And by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Public Service, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto.
To the class of 1973, and on behalf of the faculty and staff, I congratulate you on your scholastic achievements and wish each and every one of you a creative, stimulating, successful, and happy career as you continue your travels along the challenging pathways of life. To the faculty, I express my appreciation for a job well done during the past year. On behalf of the faculty, I express our sincere thanks for the major contributions given to the University of Alaska in higher education by two former members of the Board of Regents who retired during the past year. First, James Nolan of Petersburg, who is not with us today, and second, William O'Neill of Anchorage, who is with us today. At this time, I think it would be quite appropriate for Mr. O'Neill to stand, and we can then give him a round of applause, please. By the same token, we congratulate two new members of the Board of Regents who are with us today, Roy Madsen of Kodiak and Frank Dugan of Juneau. Just prior to the ceremony today, Mr. Robert Hilliard, Director of Student Affairs, gave me four messages and or letters that I would like to share with you. The first bears the office of the Senate Office Building. It's addressed to President Wood. Please convey my warmest congratulations to the 1973 graduates of the University of Alaska. I would like to be present at the commencement exercises, but Senate business keeps me in Washington. As I realize that attaining a college degree requires the combination of intelligence with hard work and determination, I commend all of the graduates for their efforts which led to this significant benchmark. May I also add a personal note of congratulations and thank you for all you have done at the University of Alaska. We'll all miss you. This is from Senator Gravel. Another letter that has come in. My congratulations and best wishes to the class of 1973. I will be delighted to be with you, President Wood, and the University of Alaska degree candidates at the commencement exercises May 20th. The occasion will be one of mixed emotions. Ann and I are most saddened that President Wood will retire. We have enjoyed our association with Bill and Dorothy Jane and look forward to being with them in the years ahead. I am most pleased with the decision to award Senator Warren G. Magnuson an honorary degree. He has been a true friend of Alaska for many years. And this is signed by Senator Stevens. A third letter from the governor's office. Dr. Wood's accomplishments as the University of Alaska president during its most dramatic periods of growth will attest down through the years to his guiding presence. As well as the addition of various facilities at Fairbanks, the extension of the university and community colleges campuses to cities and towns across Alaska will stand as a lasting monument to Dr. Wood as a builder of the university. I know all Alaskans join me in wishing him and his family the very best for the future. And this is signed by the governor of Alaska, William Egan. Now, a fourth letter that bears the imprint of the White House states, it is a pleasure for me to join in honoring your distinguished career as President of the University of Alaska. Your long and dedicated service spans every province of American education. As a public school teacher and administrator, as a university professor and president, and as a dedicated public servant, you have fully used your wisdom and talents to enrich the lives of young Americans and to contribute to the progress of our nation. The University of Alaska has been a particularly fortunate beneficiary of your creative leadership and of your steadfast commitment to the finest traditions of your profession.
I congratulate you on your enduring achievements, and I hope that the satisfaction you can rightfully derive from your own work will add to your happiness in your retirement. Signed, Richard Nixon, President.
President Wood, on behalf of the faculty, staff, and students, the entire university community, I express our sincere appreciation and thanks to you and Mrs. Wood for the excellent leadership and services both of you have given to the University of Alaska, the Fairbanks community, the state as a whole, and the nation. Best wishes for happiness and success in all of your future endeavors. We give the President a hand. Before concluding this 51st commencement, I call your attention to the alumni reception immediately following in the foyer of this building. The 51st commencement exercises of the University of Alaska will close with the singing of Alaska's Flag by Dennis Goff, and this followed by the benediction by the Reverend Robert Hubier. Following the benediction, the audience will please be seated until the recessional of faculty and graduates is completed. Please rise for Alaska's flag song.
Oh.